I did in my assessment this morning, I wrote down in my assessment in journal that yesterday, and I literally wrote down, I said, I felt like my body was like releasing every bit of water it had, because just sitting and focusing and listening to you, I went through like so much water, so much, you know, just drink. And I was like, and I don't remember the last time that's happened.
Well, and this is what'll be, so some of you will lose 2 to 3 pounds this weekend. Let me tell you what can happen, especially if you're drinking water. But mm-hmm. we're going to do a lot of future-based work, and you're going to do a lot of like, oh yeah, I could just totally start doing this. And you're going to start feeling better as the weekend goes on. So all that tension you hold in your body and that stress you're normally holding on to, stress is driven with the cortisol hormones and stuff. And those hormones work best with water being withheld in the body. This is why a lot of times, like for me especially, when we have openings, you know, I'm going to be live every day, and everybody's, this will be the only thing I'll hear all week long, but I'm the one that can't lose weight. And I'll answer, how many times do you think I answer that question in the course of 5 days and 10 hours? It's like the only question I'll answer. And I'm like running around like a crazy person for 5 straight days. Tech always breaks. Guess who always gains weight that week? And I probably don't even eat hardly. Stress. It will hold on to water, because when you are stressed, the body does not want to lose weight and it wants to hold on to water. It goes into self-preservation mode. This is why, like, I implore you guys to work on your stress levels and stuff, because it helps your body do what it needs to do. Like, if you're eating on plan and you're doing the things, but you're not getting the weight loss, but you're stressed as fuck, your body is trying to preserve you. It thinks it can't let that go. And so a lot of you this weekend will be like Kara, where you'll like be drinking water, you'll be thinking about what's possible, you won't be spending so much time thinking about how broken you are, and how, like, because she came on here saying, I hate to celebrate things because it always ruins my success.
Yes.
That's a hard way to live. And we stay jacked up. And then she has 1 day of thinking about her future self, and her body's like, go take a piss, 4 pounds down. So now, that's not to say that that's the only thing, but that's like one of those key pieces. If you are doing all the things, guys, and you're not seeing results when you think you should, check in with shit like that. Don't go eat over it. Ask yourself, am I hanging on to stress? Where in my life right now am I hanging on to stress? That's right. You tell them to be quiet. Go get that dog.
I am so sorry.
I know. I was joking. I saw you like mouth to someone.
She's barking. So do you have doesn't want me to celebrate my wins either.
That's right. She's like, you can't even have a coaching call. But do you see where, like, we just need to feel good about the things that are happening? And then here's the thing. This is running strong in you right now. I want you to be able to let this thought go, and this thought now is up 4 pounds. We can't have there's a problem when this happens. What do you need to be thinking instead if you go up 4 pounds? Because we're not going to use this is working, but we're going to use something equally as good that leads you to feeling confident.
So, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So, I really, I have to believe, first of all, I just have to believe in myself that I do have the ability to lose more than 1 pound at a time. And it's true. Like, there's no rule saying if you lose more than 1 pound, it's just a fluke or it's just, you know, whatever. It is actually, if I, you know, my do line, if I'm taking the steps, the action steps, then obviously the result is going to be that what I've been trying to do the whole time. Right?
If you do the shit that you say you're going to do over and over again, eventually you become someone who gets their goals. It is just a thought. If you lose more than 1 pound, anything you think after that is literally just a thought. If you gain a pound, anything you think after that is just a thought. I just want you guys to really be deliberately choosing the thoughts that you think about that. So if you are down 4 pounds, mm-hmm. I want you to think, this is working. Not, this is a fluke. I got lucky. Yeah. There's a problem. Let me move my scale around. Like, we don't want to do all of that. If you went up 4 pounds, we don't want to think, this is a problem. This is terrible. I must not be able to do this. We don't want to go down that road either. If you were up 4 pounds, what could you look at that number and say to yourself that would get you to take really compassionate actions for yourself?
If up 4 pounds to be compassionate to myself, I would just say, I could say to myself, there's something I need to look at in the process.
Yeah. And that I will tell you, for all of you, whenever you see a gain, always go to, let me look at my process.
Let me look at the process.
Because it makes it not personal. We want to take the personal out of it. Because a lot of you go to it being very personal. It's a big moral statement. So let me look at my process. Now, this is good for a lot of reasons. If you look at the process and your process is dialed, then you get to believe in the process and you're like, next line of work is patience. Corinne's always said patience is the key to weight loss. This is when I'm waiting on the results to catch up with how I'm showing up for myself. That was my biggest lesson that I learned when I was losing weight. I'd never worked as hard at losing weight as I did this time. Like, I was changing who I was. I was thinking, you know, royal thoughts, challenging myself to move in new ways, like showing up at the gym when I was embarrassed, but I was so determined to be there because I loved working out that I relied on loving working out and set aside the version of me that was ashamed of how I looked. There were so many good things happening, and I knew it. And when that scale, when that fucker decided not to move for a few weeks, despite my best efforts, that was when I had my reckoning moment. The day that I got so frustrated and was like, fuck this, I should just be eating. And I reminded myself, like, oh my God, it was so stark. I was like, no, my process is dialed. I love what I'm doing for myself. I know that I'm going to have to just keep waiting. I will say, of all the moments in my weight loss, that probably was my defining moment. I was either going back to who I was, or I was like, this is a moment where it clicks. This is a moment where you know who you are becoming now. You got to create those, though, just like I did that day. I didn't have a magic fairy give me a thought. It didn't just happen naturally. I had to dead stop thinking like the old me and draw the line in the sand and say, this is it. This is what we do now.